Change makers. There are many teens with revolutionary ideas who show ingenuity in facing up to challenges and getting over problems to inspire and help others. Check out these change makers' stories. When Khadijah Williams was 15 years old, she would wake up at 4 a.m. to catch the bus to school. Every weekday, she had an exhausting 2-hour journey to the other side of Los Angeles and back. Ever since she was 6 years old, Khadijah, her mother, and sister had moved from place to place. For a while, when they changed location, Khadijah changed school. But after attending 12 different schools, Khadijah realized she needed to stay in one place to get the best grades. Sometimes, this meant a long bus journey. Khadijah and her family were homeless, moving from shelter to shelter. When there were no beds at the shelters, they slept in bus stations or in the streets. But Khadijah recognized the benefits of education and knew it could help her overcome poverty. So she studied until 10 p.m. when the shelter lights went off, and spent hours at the Los Angeles Public Library. Despite the difficulties and obstacles, Khadijah's hard work and single-mindedness earned her top grades and a scholarship to Harvard, one of America's best universities. Now in her 20s, she works to help homeless children and teenagers and has won awards for her work. Several years ago, 15-year-old Maya Ghazal and her family left war-torn Syria to start a new life in the UK. Maya was excited about moving. However, her first impressions of her new home were not positive. She didn't feel welcome. Sometimes there wasn't much tolerance or understanding of refugees or their problems. It didn't help that she couldn't speak English, which made it hard to find a school that would accept her. Maya's education started to suffer until she found a charity called the Children's Society. She began to go to events, help out, and talk about her experiences as a refugee, about the need for compassion as well as opportunities for education. People supported her there, and her confidence gradually grew. Then one day, she had an idea. If she became a pilot, she could travel to any country in the world and be welcomed there. Maya worked hard, and in 2019, she became the first female Syrian refugee to qualify as a pilot. But she didn't stop there. Today, Maya has an aviation degree and is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Refugee Agency, where she helps other children follow their dreams. "I am just at the beginning of my journey," she says, "and I will do whatever I can to inspire others along the way." Cameron Osborne has always had a passion for football, so as soon as he started primary school, he joined the school team. Every week, he would turn up for practice, and every Sunday, he would go to the match, but he was rarely asked to play. Cameron was left on the bench. His enthusiasm and commitment to the team wasn't enough. The problem was his cerebral palsy, which meant he couldn't move the left side of his body very well, and he wasn't as fast as the other players. Being left on the bench was a disappointment for Cameron and affected his confidence, and for a while he stopped playing. But Cameron wasn't defeated. When he was 15, he joined a team specially for players with cerebral palsy and started training again. With determination and a lot of practice, Cameron managed to get a place in the England Cerebral Palsy squad. This gave him the optimism and confidence to come up with the innovative idea of starting Adversity United, a football team for 6 to 12-year-old children with social, physical, or cerebral disabilities. "Having cerebral palsy doesn't affect my passion for the game," he says, "and I wanted other children to get the chance to play."